New York.
Nina, come on over here.
Carla Hall.
All right, TV host Julie Chen revealed that when she was starting out, for career reasons, she had plastic surgery to make her eyes appear less Asian. What message does this send to young women?
Unfortunately, I don't agree with plastic surgery. However, I can understand that from a standpoint. But more importantly, I've always viewed as Miss America as the girl next door. And the girl next door is evolving as the diversity in America evolves. She's not who she was 10 years ago, and she's not going to be the same person come 10 years down the road. So I wouldn't want to change someone's looks or appearance, but definitely be confident in who you are.
All right, Miss New York, thank you very much. Ladies, one of you six will get a question. Unfortunately, five of you will be eliminated from this competition. The next and final question goes to finalist Miss Florida, Miranda Jones. Miranda, come on over.
Come on over. Reach in. No peeking. Deirdre Downs' gun.
It's the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, and we have an African-American president. Yet minorities still have disproportionately low incomes and disproportionately high unemployment and incarceration rates. What should our nation do to address this issue?
I actually came from a home that my father is unemployed. It took a lot for me to be able to stand on this stage. So I truly represent that middle class blue collar family that's working hard to make their kids be able to have all the opportunities in the world. So that comes from, we need to have more jobs.
All right, Miss Florida,
America.
I'm sorry, our time is up. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go get on your gown, go get on your gown. Don't rush. Well, sort of rush.
All right, congratulations, Miss Florida. There is time, it's a timed answer. Don't make me the bad guy. All right, I'm the bad guy. Have you all made your choices?
Aww.
Let us know at hashtag Miss America. Bring it on.
While the judges are making their